You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
What if I told you that by 2030, your job won't be outsourced, won't be automated, it will be deleted, gone, extinct. And when that happens, the system won't pause. It'll just move on without you. Here's what they never taught you in school. Wealth is available to almost everyone. You've just been unaware of the access you've already had because wealth isn't about labor anymore. It's about ownership. I'm going to show you exactly how to build millions, even in a world that no longer needs your labor.
Pommy
and I'm Nancy. Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment. This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Who am I to tell you this? We're the Kitty Sisters who went from zero to over $400 million in multifamily real estate in just 6 years by mastering how to create our own economy without trading our labor for money. What I'm about to share with you might completely flip everything you thought you knew about making money, because the same forces that's wiping out traditional jobs is also unlocking the greatest wealth transfer in human history. And here's the part most people miss. There are new rules now. Rules you were never taught. Rules that will determine who gets left behind and who builds generational wealth. For 10,000 years, economic growth required human labor. From the plow to the assembly line, it was people who made wealth possible. But today, the machines no longer assist, they replace. AI reviews contracts in 26 seconds with higher accuracy than lawyers. AI diagnoses diseases better than radiologists. AI pilots beat seasoned Air Force colonels in combat simulations every single time. This is not a labor shortage, this is a layer obsolescence. And here's a stark warning from the Congressional Budget Office that 30% of all jobs could disappear by 2030. This isn't a decade from now. This is 5 years from now. Just look at tools like Google's VO3, an AI text video generating tool. In 6 months, maybe less, it won't be just a toy for creators. It'll be a full-blown cinematic engine. The quality, the precision, it's already breathtaking. It's only getting better. At that point, would studios even hire actors? Or why do we even need studios themselves? A couple days ago, I was telling my sister, Hollywood isn't just threatened, it's being replaced. Soon, you won't be able to tell the difference between a $200 million blockbuster and a film made on a laptop by a person with the right prompts. Not just drama, not just indie-style dialogue, but high-impact, explosion-filled, Avengers-level spectacle generated without ever stepping on set. Those action sequences that once cost millions, now they cost a prompt and a GPU. The traditional studio model isn't just broken, it's fossilizing. And this is just one of millions of scenarios that's happening right now. We're entering the great decoupling, where productivity rises, profit soars, but human employment vanishes. There are three falling pillars of traditional wealth. Pillar number one, wages. We romanticize jobs, but jobs were never freedom. They were a means of survival. And now, survival doesn't need workers. Take a look at the chart. Wages have been stagnant for decades. Productivity soared, but income didn't, because human monetary value has shrunk. Truck drivers, radiologists, copywriters, customer service reps, lawyers, all being replaced. And it won't stop with desk jobs. While AI continues to outperform soft skills and cognitive tasks, humanoid robots are advancing rapidly, replacing not just farmers, blue-collar workers, but surgeons in operating rooms, physical therapists in clinics, chefs in restaurants, and teachers in classrooms. If it moves, repeats, or responds, it can be automated. And if it can be automated, It will be. When both mind and muscle are automated, the traditional wage economy doesn't shrink, it's destroyed. Listen, in the past, we've worried about labor shortages, about the declining birth rates, and needing more migration to keep economies running. Just look at countries in the Middle East, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, where entire industries depend on expat labor from places like the Philippines, Eastern Europe, and Africa. But the model is approaching its expiration date, not because there aren't people willing to work, but because they may no longer be needed. In the next 6 to 12 months, and yes, I keep saying 6 months because the speed is real. We won't just see AI replacing white-collar jobs. We'll see humanoid machines replacing physical labors too. Picture this. You land in Doha, walk off the plane, and instead of being greeted by a human concierge, a smiling hospitality worker from maybe the Philippines, you may be met with a robot. Polite, precise, and fluent in 40 languages. It knows where you're going, how to carry your luggage, and if need be, perhaps carrying you as well. The new question isn't where do we find more cheap labor? It's why do we need humans at all? It's not just bad for people, it's bad for investments. Pillar 2 investments. Let's talk about your 401k, your retirement portfolio, your safe nest egg. What are those assets built on? Wages, jobs, consumption. The entire global investment ecosystem rests on one single fragile assumption that people keep working, that people keep spending. But in a post-labor world where millions no longer earn, who buys what company sells? Who drives revenue? Who sustains the stock market. If no one earns, no one buys. If no one buys, profit falls. And if profit falls, so do your investments. Stock rises when the consumer engine roars. But in a silent economy, they stall. Bonds, they look safe on paper, but they crumble under inflation, especially when governments start printing money for funding programs like UBI. More on that in a moment. Every time they print, your bond returns loses real world value. So yes, your portfolio might look solid. It might even show gains. But if your dollar buys half as much, that growth is a mirage. And here's the most dangerous part. Most mutual funds, pensions, and retirement plans are built on outdated models. Models that assume permanent employment and perpetual consumer demand. But that world's fading, and the longer we pretend otherwise, the harder the fall will be. And if wages disappears and investment deflates, what's next? The final pillar, the last safety net, the one that people believe will always be there. Pillar number 3, government distribution, aka Social Security, Medicare, etc. These systems were designed in a time of population growth and income tax surpluses. But in a post-labor world with millions not working, who funds the safety net? Governments will need to print sustained benefits, and every time they print, your dollar buys less. Even generous programs can't outrun inflation. $1,000 a month might seem helpful today, but in 5 years, it might feel like $500. Dependency is never empowering. But what happens when all three pillars fall? Wages, investments, and even the government safety net. Who replaces them? Introducing UBI, Universal Basic Income. UBI is one of those ideas that feels like a mirage cure. A monthly check, maybe $1,000 or $2,000, no strings attached. Everyone gets it, regardless of whether you're employed or not. In a world where machine replaces humans, this seems like a lifeline, but lifelines can become leashes. At first, UBI looks like freedom. No more scraping by, no more paycheck to paycheck stress. But when you zoom out, you'll realize something more sinister. Freedom without agency is dependency in disguise. Let's break it down. What does UBI really trying to solve? The problem UBI addresses is real. Jobs are vanishing. Truck drivers, call center workers, even lawyers and radiologists, entire industries are being automated out of existence. So governments look for solutions that ensures people can still eat, pay rent, and survive. Enter UBI, a way to redistribute money directly to citizens without bureaucratic means tests. What does that look like? It's like a national Oprah episode. You get a check, you get a check. Even billionaires get a check too. UBI makes survival possible, but it also makes control inevitable. During the COVID-19 pandemic, checks rained from the sky like confetti. Direct deposit hit bank accounts with barely a click. But reality is, survival is not the same thing as freedom. UBI doesn't solve inequality. It stabilizes it. It's about the new class divide, those who receive the checks and those who write them. It's the difference between agency and allowance. And when you're dependent on the state for your income, you're subject to its terms. Think it's just a sci-fi movie plot? Don't believe it can happen? Well, in China, more than 23 million people are banned from flying or riding trains because of low social credit scores. In Canada, over 200 bank accounts were frozen for protests against government mandates without trial. Now imagine your only source of income is UBI, and that income can be paused, reduced, or revoked based on your behavior, beliefs, or digital footprint. Let's be clear, this isn't fear-mongering. It's already happening. Now, what I was about to share with you wasn't UBI, but it was a dress rehearsal. A dress rehearsal keeps evolving. In 2025, the State Department quietly introduced a new requirement. Anyone applying for a U.S. visa must now submit their social media handle for the past 5 years. That means every tweet, every like, every post becomes part of your file. It's no longer just where you've been or who you've worked for. It's not what you've said. Criticize the wrong policy, make the wrong joke, you may never get that approval. In other words, speak ill of Uncle Sam and you could become persona non grata. This isn't just border control anymore. It's about the narrative control. And when your livelihood depends on the government issued check, the same government tracks your digital behavior, you are no longer a citizen, you're a client. UBI doesn't just centralize money, it centralizes power. The system isn't designed to make you powerful, it's designed to make you compliant. And here's the economic catch. UBI might fund consumption, but it doesn't fund production. If the majority of citizens are consumers and only a small class owns the productive assets, then we have reinvented feudalism with better branding. Let's not confuse access to money with access to power. You know, UIB has some curious similarities to the zoo. We keep wild animals under lock and keys. The zookeepers may say that they have the best intentions. They give regular meals, healthcare checkup, safety for the predators. Wonderful, well-meaning, really. But here's what's fascinating. After a few generations, these animals, they lose their wild edge. Lions become less inclined to hunt, not because they're lazy, but because dinner arrives at 4 p.m. every single day. Why expend energy when you don't need to? UBI operates on remarkably similar psychological principles. When the pressure to develop economic survival skills is removed, those muscles naturally atrophy. It's a perfectly rational adaptation, actually. So if there's no more workers, there's no more jobs, what replaces wages? Ownership. What replaces stock portfolios? Cash flowing assets. What replaces dependency? Agency. This is what economists call distribution property based income. It means your income doesn't come from work, it comes from assets. This is the new reality. In the post-labor world, there are only two types of people. Those who own the machines, the properties, and those who serve the machine owners. When human labor becomes obsolete, wealth flows exclusively to capital owners. The people who possesses the robots, the algorithm, the income producing assets that replace the workers. What do I mean by this? Think about what happens in nature after a forest fire. The entire ecosystem gets reset, and only two types of organisms survive. Those with deep root systems that can access underground resources, and those who depend entirely on whatever nutrients fall from above. The trees with the deep roots not only survive the fire, they thrive because they can access water and nutrients that surface plants can't reach. But the organisms that depend on falling leaves and debris, they're completely at the mercy of the trees from above. But here's the opportunity. You don't need to be a giant redwood to develop your own root system. There are three proven ways to grow your own economic roots deep enough to access the underground wealth streams that flows long after the traditional job market has burned away. And these are the three ways to access the post-labor ownership. Here are three paths to post-labor ownership. Number one, direct ownership. Buy things like duplex, own shares in a business, acquire cash-flowing properties. Two, syndication or group investing. Partner with others who buy larger assets. For us, it's multifamily housing, real estate, solar farms, data centers. Number three, community wealth fund. Join collective that spread ownership across entire neighborhoods or cities. Think co-ops with real return. And just to be clear, I'm not saying this because we need more investors. We've raised $20, $30, even $40 million per deal. We have more money than we have deals right now. Guys, I'm sharing this because we're at a turning point in human history. You need to understand what's coming, not for my sake, but for yours. This is about fundraising. It's about future-proofing yourselves. Each of these paths leads to the same outcome, freedom through ownership. So while saying this, why are we saying that real estate is at the epicenter of this, the master asset. But not all ownerships are created equal. Not all assets are created equal. And this is why real estate, particularly multifamily real estate, is the ultimate post-labor asset. Here's why. People still need places to live, no matter how advanced technology gets. In fact, as traditional jobs disappear and people become more mobile, the demand for flexible, high-quality rental housing actually increases. Real estate produces cash flow that adjusts with inflation, unlike wages that disappears or government benefits that lose purchasing power. When everything else gets more expensive, your rent income goes up too. You can even leverage other people's money to buy it. And in an inflationary environment, you're paying back loans with cheaper dollars while your property appreciates. We've helped our investors save over $93 million in taxes because the system wants you to own real estate. But here's the most important part. Real estate gives you what I call economic agency. You're not dependent on a job that can be automated away. You're not dependent on the government benefit that can be cut or modified. You're not dependent on the whims of politicians or algorithms. You own the machine that generates income, and the machine works for you 24 hours a day, 24/7. Whether you're sleeping, you're traveling, or you're doing whatever you want with your life, this is the fundamental shift of the post-labor economy. From being dependent on selling your time to owning assets that generate income without your direct involvement. From being a wage slave to being the capital owner. From being at the mercy of others to being in control of your own economic destiny. What we're witnessing is the largest wealth transfer in human history. But here's what most people don't understand. Timing is everything. You have a narrow window to position yourself before this opportunity disappears forever. forever. Think about the Great Migration in the Serengeti. Every year, over 2 million wildebeest, zebras, and gazelles cross vast distances to reach fresh grazing lands. Their survival depends on this journey, and timing is everything. The smart animals, the ones whose bloodlines have survived for millennia, they sense the subtle changes in the grass quality, the water levels, and the seasonal patterns. They start moving early when the paths are clear and the river crossings are manageable. These early migrants reach the fertile lands with energy to spare and claim the best grazing spots. There are always a massive group that waits too long. They hesitate, they doubt, they think maybe this year will be different. Then suddenly, the dry season hits. The river crossing becomes a death trap. And inevitably, you see heartbreaking aftermaths. The bones of those who started the journey too late, scattered across the savannah. What we're witnessing is the largest wealth transfer in human history. But here's what most people don't understand. Timing, like what happens in the Serengeti, is everything. You have a narrow window to position yourself before this opportunity disappears forever. Phase one, right now. The final window is right now. You can still invest in income-producing assets with wages that haven't been completely destroyed yet. This is your last chance to use traditional income to acquire property before the great acceleration begins. Think about it. If 20 to 30% of jobs disappear by 2030, that means millions of people will desperately need income-producing assets, but they'll be competing for those same assets with reduced or eliminated wages. Phase two, 2026 to 2030, the Great Awakening mass job displacement begins. Suddenly, everyone realizes they need assets that generate income, but now they're trying to buy real estate with UBI checks instead of full-time salaries. Asset prices skyrocket as millions of newly unemployed people compete for the same limited supply of income-producing properties. The people who bought in phase one watch their net worth explode, while everyone else gets priced out permanently. Here's the brutal math. If your income drops by 50% due to job displacement, but asset prices double to increase demand, you need 4 times longer to afford the same property. Most people will never catch up. Phase three, 2030 plus, the new capitalism. The new economic order is established. Asset owners become the new aristocrats, collecting rents, dividends from their properties, investments. Everyone else will be dependent on the government's programs and can never afford to buy their way into ownership class. By this phase, the wealth gap becomes permanent. The people who own assets get richer from the productivity gains of automation. The people who depend on the government transfer gets relatively poor as inflation erodes their purchasing power. We're now currently in the final stretch of phase one. Every day you wait, asset prices inch higher while job security gets shakier. The people who understand this are quietly buying every cash-flowing property they can get their hands on. The difference between acting now or waiting 2 more years could be the difference between financial freedom or permanent dependence. This isn't a drill. This is the most important financial decision of your lifetime. You have 2 choices. Become a victim of the post-labor economy or become a beneficiary of it.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.